All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order, and the time is 2:02.
Okay, I would make a motion to accept the letters of resignation from John Hansen and Dave Moat.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the resignation letters from John Hansen and David Moat. Is there any discussion? Okay. All in favor of accepting the resignation letters, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. It's been moved and seconded to accept the letters of resignation from John Hansen and Dave Moat.
I should have probably said for discussion that I'd really like to thank them for their service to the board.
Absolutely.
And for all the help they've given to us as new members. Myself specifically.
Absolutely agree. Okay, at this time we need to vote on new officers. Okay. Do we have a volunteer or a nomination for chairperson?
I would nominate Luke Goddard for chairperson. I would second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Luke Goddard for chairperson. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign. Luke Goddard has been voted chairperson of the Jones County Cemetery District. Thank you, Luke.
I guess I can take over. So the next absence we have with Dave Moat leaving would be vice president, vice chair. Any nominations for a vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Liz Graves.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. There's been a motion and a second to nominate Liz Graves as vice chair. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Welcome. Thank you. And so with my being elected president, we'll obviously vacate the treasurer role. So do we have any nominations for treasurer of the cemetery district?
Nominate Sheila Camino.
I would second that nomination.
Okay. And moved and seconded for Sheila to be treasurer of the Johnson County Cemetery District. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
Aye, 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 aye.
So I would, just to get formalities out of the way, just take a temporary adjournment of our regular meeting, just so that we could get our officers in place, is why we initially did that, and go into our budget hearing, which was to precede our regularly scheduled meeting. So now the budget hearing for the fiscal year 24 Cemetery District, we have that in front of us. We've spent a lot of time discussing it. Is there any public comment regarding the fiscal year 24 budget? It asked three times, Chanda tells me. So public comment regarding the budget that is proposed. It's twice. Any further public comment regarding the proposed budget? Okay. Seeing no public comment regarding the budget, I would entertain a motion to approve the budget as presented.
I move that we approve the final budget.
I would second that motion.
Okay. There's a motion and a second on the table to approve the final budget for the Johnson County Cemetery District in this fiscal year. Any further discussion from the members? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. So the budget is approved.
And I would like to thank the whole committee, but especially Luke and Chanda for your hard work on this and presentation to the county commissioners, which was very well done.
Okay. So I guess I'd entertain a motion to adjourn from our budget session.
I'll
budget hearing.
I make a motion that we would adjourn from the budget hearing.
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we're back into our regularly scheduled Johnson County Cemetery District Board meeting for July 11th. Next thing on the agenda, I guess I would just make a public announcement that we're looking for two new board members, given the resignations of Dave, who's just walking in, and John Hansen. So if anyone is interested, please submit a letter of interest, and we'll consider those next month. All right, we'll move into public comment, please.
Will the letters of resignation be made public for those board members? It's my understanding that that's public.
I don't believe that it is, but I don't have a problem making them public. So if you'd like to view them after the meeting, that's fine.
Sure.
Any other public comment? Okay. Close the public comment and move on to approval of the vouchers. Entertain a motion to approve the vouchers as presented.
I move that we approve the vouchers as presented.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded to present or to approve the vouchers. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The minutes of the June board meeting were emailed out and also included in the packet. Is there a motion on the floor to approve those minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
And I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Any further discussion on the topic? All those in favor, aye.
She had her hand up.
Can I comment?
Yeah.
I'm not an accountant. I'm listed as accountant.
Yeah. Okay. Bookkeeper. We will...
We'll fix that.
Make that adjustment.
I take responsibility for that because it said bookkeeper.
So, with the change made to the minutes,
I move that they are approved as amended.
I'll second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
This might be a good time to say that the minutes and the financials have not been sent to the courthouse for posting on our website in months.
Okay.
So, we need to get caught up on that.
Okay.
Dude, when you say we need to get caught up on that,
who's we? Well, until we have a sexton, we'll figure out how to do that.
Willing to take that on for us?
Yes.
That's your
okay. Thank you. Just in my experience, if we say we need to do it, it never...
Well, we meant you.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do that. No. Okay.
Next on the agenda would be financial report. I will just make some quick references and then let Chanda kind of hit anything I missed. So we are at the end of our previous fiscal year budget. So we're 100% through. Some line items that jumps out at us would be the gas, oil, propane, which is somewhat expected, although I think some of the shop heat probably has been higher than it has been in years past in those things. But not unexpected. Machinery, equipment, and repair. Obviously, we had some machines that were inoperable and took quite a bit of repair money to get going. Hopefully, we can get on a replacement schedule to limit that in the future. The shop cemetery supplies was 200% of budget. It's quite a bit of organization and a lot of shelving units that were relatively expensive that were bought under that category, but overall, in the fiscal year, we were 84% of our budget to the amount. So we were well within budget. And capital outlay was only 44.25% of budget. So And our account balances are relatively stable from the previous month. And, you know, we will expect, based on this year's budget that was submitted, that we'll draw that down by about $50,000, so not anything of terrible significance. But Jenna, anything to add to that discussion?
We've not received a few things. The WildStar interest for June is not on there. We've not received the county property tax check for June yet. And we've not paid the county health insurance for the last fiscal quarter. So I will date all of those things as of June 30th. So at the next meeting, you will have a final year-end report.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the financial report?
I would make a motion that we approve the financial report.
I second that.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? No Sexton's report. Paul's at a burial currently.
I do have a KC Sexton report.
Okay.
You have the...
just right here.
You have the generalities in front of you. If, of course, mowing, weeding, cleaning, doing her usual work. She also has kept a kind of a daily synopsis of what she's done. I did not make comments or copies of these, but if you want to see her daily anecdotal notes, there they are.
Now, who's this from?
Didn't
it? Oh, okay.
So I was just make a comment that I was through Casey on the 4th, and the cemetery looked very nice. It had been mowed and weed-eated and looks great, even though she was out sick for a week and a half, so it did look good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
don't know if you have things to add to that.
No, I thought it looked really good, too. I've been going through. I talked to her about, she was having, and I don't know if it's in here, but she thought we had maybe a rattlesnake den there, so I'm going to check back with her.
And the problem is...
Yeah. The problem is Liz is afraid to go out there. But she said the little moles or whatever haven't been as bad, and maybe it's because it's been so rainy now. But we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Okay. Don't have any further guest presentations or bids? We do have on the agenda for as far as old business. Report from the job description committee, which I think refers to the revision of the KC job description. I don't know if you have anything to add or if that was finalized.
I thought we had it. We just made some. The most of the changes we did was just to clarify between Johnson County Cemetery District and Willow Grove and KC. So where it needed to be specific to KC, we just put in KC Cemetery was the only thing that we really ended up having to do to make any changes.
Probably should just next month bring that before the board for approval, I would think.
Oh, Danette's trying to log in. If someone can click her on.
Four people. Wow, I thought...
I wonder if that's every time this little thing dinged, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what
I was
trying to get on.
Yeah, and Danette, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Great. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Unless there are objections, I guess I would open it back up for public comment from the Zoom listeners. If anyone wants to provide public comment, since we had a technical snafu.
This is Kate Harness. Would it be possible for the board to just quickly repeat what was said previously? I was unable to join the Zoom.
Yes, so we accepted the resignation of Dave Moat and John Hansen. We voted new chairperson and vice chairperson and treasurer. Chairperson being myself, Luke Goddard, vice chair, Liz Graves, treasurer being Sheila Camino. We approved the vouchers. We approved the minutes from the June board meeting. We approved the financial report. We discussed through the Casey Sexton report. Paul, as acting Sexton, had nothing to report from Buffalo. There were no guest presentations or bids. We just talked a little bit about the revision to the job description for the Casey Sexton, which it sounds like it's done, just needs to be brought back for presentation next month.
Okay.
So, any other public?
Oh, we did that. We approved the budget.
Oh, and we did adjourn to the budget hearing and approved the final budget.
And typically, your meeting starts with a period of public comment. Was there public comment?
No one provided public comment.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Okay, while we're on the job description, I think we need to take a look at the Sexton job description for here. It's 6 pages long. I think we can combine things, simplify.
What's more, it was often wordy and kind of
underlined.
Yeah,
we can kind of
make it
the same thing over and over again.
Shorter and more powerful, and I will be glad to help do that.
Is there a committee? Are people interested in that?
I can help work with that. We just need to simplify this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay.
You're next.
So the Cremation Garden Committee report. Refresh our memory on who was on that committee.
Well, that was myself and John Hansen and Dave, and we never found a time that the three of us could get together. I've done a little bit of research into it. I don't feel very expert at something like this, but I do think there are some things that we need to do in talking with a contractor. Like, I don't know if we've had a soil study done, so I need to research that and maybe talk to some of you former board members. You might know that. Before we start laying down a bunch of concrete, we want to make sure it's going to be sturdy and not slide off the hill or something terrible like that. So that was highly recommended that we do that. And then the contractor that I talked to, and now full disclosure, he's my brother-in-law, and I just bugged him until he would talk to me about it. He may put in a bid for doing this work later, but I'll recuse myself if that happens. But anyway, when he looked at the plans, he said they weren't really true architectural plans. And so anyway, we're going to have to really go back and look at that. I would like it to, you know, look very nice and be an enhancement to the cemetery. So it's going to take a little more time. I feel bad that it's taken this much time, but we'll get going on it.
But we want to do it right.
That's my thing. I just want it done right when it's done. There's a lot of things in the plans that were drawn up and given to them that we don't need, like ossuaries and some things like that that just don't fit with Johnson County anyway. So, pardon me? Because any help you can give me would help. Okay.
The ossuary was designed for people who could not afford a grave or a grave space. It was designed so somebody could freely put their ashes in the ossuary so that you have a space for those who don't have any money.
You know, and those are things that I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not part of Johnson County Cemetery District nor the state statutes.
Hmm?
And I think we don't have state statutes to support that either.
To support what?
Actuaries. A green burial. We don't do it here.
Well, there's no reason.
Yeah, we can. I mean, I think we're getting off topic here a little bit.
Yeah, but Dave, I'd like to visit with you since I'm kind of, I'll chair that committee, I guess, when we get whoever else would like
to. We just need to know it's already been done. There's no
sense
in replicating
the wheel. Yeah.
So I'd be happy to be on that with you. I don't know if anyone else would like to be on there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe when we get some new board members, one of them would like to do that.
But maybe in the meantime, we can. I will reach out to Bighorn Engineering. I know they've done a lot of work for us before, and just see if they did a soil sample.
Okay.
Okay. Next on the list was an insurance addendum. As our insurance policy and premiums was left blank in our employee handbook, so. This is just a recap of the insurance premiums that are presented that are charged to the county based on our discussion of the 10% premium being the employee's responsibility. So, and then other benefits as described. And included on there was the addendum to our employee handbook that was made last month and here for presentation, and so I guess maybe we should do that first as it directly affects this. So if we don't approve that, then we can't necessarily approve this as written. So I guess we'll jump out of order there a little bit, although I guess it's not even on the agenda, but the John Hansen was supposed to bring back this amendment that would change the way we accrue sick leave. So it was pretty complicated, and we were coming with hundreds of hours of sick leave that was being accumulated. And so I just took out the one paragraph. If you see, there's two of the,
it just took out that
160 or less. So you accrue 8 hours of sick leave per month. It just simplifies it down, so we're not accruing sick leave at a hundredth of an hour increments, which seemed confusing and unnecessary. And so I guess I would entertain a motion to approve the addendum to the employee handbook, or the amendment, I should say. So that's this one. Essentially, it's wordy. I just tried to follow the format that they had used previously, and so I listed the whole section, but really the only thing that was from the top part, the only thing that was removed was this letter one, or number one, if that makes sense there too, Sheila.
Yes.
I move that we accept Amendment 3 for the sick pay accumulation.
I will second it.
Okay, so a motion and second to approve the Amendment 3 to the Employee Handbook. Further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? And we can take up the... this is the, I've forgotten the exact terminology in the employee handbook, but there's a space that was left blank with the insurance rates that was never filled in. And so there's a benefit tab and, terminology here, Appendix 2 and Appendix 3, which would be insurance rates. And Appendix 3 retirement program. And so I guess I would just entertain a motion to approve this sheet that outlines our benefit package and employee responsibility.
So moved.
I will second that.
So moved and seconded to approve the Amendment 3 to an employee handbook. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
We'll probably have to make sure we change that, amend it every year when we get...
Make sure that it's on the rolling calendar.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Chanda, do you know when they update? They haven't for a while, right?
The rates?
Yeah.
We were sitting there, and Jackie said that the rates are going to go up, and we might have to pay some back. So typically, I think it's up in the fiscal year.
Okay. So we may, it may be a short-lived thing, and we have to update here shortly, but at least that way that we avoid the confusion that we had.
We have to have it in there, but I just want to make sure we remember to do that. Somebody remembers, not me.
Not Liz.
So next on the agenda is the hay agreement. And so I feel a little out of place speaking to this because former President Hansen had opened discussions after our directive at the last meeting. I think we unanimously approved this SECA hay contractor. And so he reached out to Cody Collins. And so I think they discussed the areas of haying and an agreement to do it for a 70-30 split. You know, I don't know, and I think probably 60-40, somewhere in there, 70-30. It's not an open pasture that's easy to hay, probably, and so I don't think necessarily a 70-30 split's unreasonable. It gives me a little heartburn that we didn't put it out there and advertise the opportunity for everyone. I think we're getting to the point where if we don't do it, we're not going to have the opportunity, and so we probably didn't do it right. But I think from a fire hazard standpoint, just to kind of cut the grass, make it look a little nicer around, I guess my thought would be that we go ahead with it, but I'm certainly up for discussion and entertaining. And I think we just need to have it on our radar to probably do it better next year.
How much time do you think we have right now to get her done?
2 weeks, tops.
What about social media?
We wouldn't have the ability to approve it.
It's true. Even if they came back and said,
"Yeah,
let me do it."
Or we can let it be this year and...
and then advertise it next year.
I think
that pasture. How big is it? I mean, I don't know how many acres it is, how many bales we're looking at.
I would guess it's, you know, hayable ground, especially if you hay portions of the Bill Adams edition, which looks pretty good, plus the Joy edition. There's maybe, this is just off the cuff guess, but 60 acres to hay, 40 to
That's
60
quite
acres. Be my thought. I don't know if there's a better estimate, but.
What do we do with the hay that we would keep then? It's a 60-40, 70-30 thing.
Then you would, I mean, we would list it for sale and recoup that money. Mm-hmm. And so there would be some money that we would lose out on if we didn't.
I just
didn't
think we had any use for it. So
at least that would be my suggestion of what we do.
Well, it won't cost us anything if it's a percentage thing like that. So.
No.
Is it small bales or does he use large bales? Do we know that?
Yeah, round bales. Or square bales.
I would guess that he would large round
bale.
I just know that because he now works across the road.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I say we go ahead and just let Cody do it if they agreed upon it.
Well, that they had a formal agreement because this happened
that
was the, I think what, at least what Cody tells me that John had offered him.
Oh, okay.
Was the 70-30 and that he was meeting with him and that they were getting ready to go. So I feel like I was inserted here without kind of the backstory of the negotiations. But
I'm fine with that.
This year.
Yeah.
I am too. This year and then next year we'll get ahead of ourselves. Of course, we might not have the rain either, but who knows?
Yeah, it may not be. Yeah. Certainly if we don't irrigate that area. So we probably would be beneficial to us to advertise early, I would think, and then incentivize them to irrigate and use some of our water that we have available when we do to, you know, improve the harvest. But so maybe we need to put that on the calendar for like April or something. So is that a motion?
I would make a motion that we have Cody Culver.
Collins,
sorry. Pay the fuel for us.
And I second that.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next on the list, moving into new business, was a new awning. So our awning that gets pulled around to the burials is, as Paul puts it, on its last leg. It's been welded on multiple times. The awning itself is beginning to disintegrate. He said that there's a portion that has a long tail that after you move it, you actually have to tuck it up in there so that it's not sitting in the midst of the service. And so his recommendation to us, in fact, they had, I think it was on Thursday, they had two burials at the same time that they didn't realize was going to happen that way, because one came from Gillette and it took longer, and so they just happened to set up. They have an old kind of like junky pop-up one that they used for a smaller service, and then that one would be to just get a new awning and then repair the old one so that, you know, if we have something that happens to it, we have a backup, and if we run into a situation like that where we have two burials that are in close proximity to one another, that we have the ability to kind of accommodate both of them. And he brought quotes from a Holland cemetery supply company, and the awning itself was like $5,300. The pull bar to be able to move it around was $900. A replacement top for the other one was $1,200. And so all said and done, it was going to be approximately $8,000 to get our old awning up to snuff and then have a replacement awning. So that was his highest priority of what needed to happen now. So,
but he thought that the other one would be, it'd be serviceable if we did have, if we did get a new top, it would work.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, a couple of times I've heard we've had two burials in one day, and wouldn't it maybe make sense just to, rather than try to stage it so we gotta pull it from one to another, just set up two? I'm not the sexton, but to me that would make some sense.
Or at least have that capability,
yeah,
if that was gonna,
yeah,
be the feeling it was gonna be, it was close. And so,
but I don't want someone to feel like, oh, we got the junky one. So, or as long as it,
so it would be a new top and
so
then, yeah, look.
Junky. Good. Yeah. Then I think that's good.
And plus, the he wants to send the old top to Sheridan Tent and Awning and see if we can get it repaired.
Yeah.
And then we would have three tops, which if, you know, wind damage or whatever, then we could bring the other one in while it was repaired. So that was his suggestion.
Yeah.
I thought it was all reasonable stuff. But so,
I don't know how hard it is to crunk it up and move it, but it doesn't help that they're stored outside. They're sitting outside all the time.
Oh, are they stored outside?
So that's weather damage.
So they're not amenable to, I mean, they pull like that is my understanding. They're a rigid structure that,
okay,
a tow bar attaches to it. So it's a 15-foot structure, and it's towed from place to place.
Okay. And it's not like you pull down the middle and then do one of those.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you.
But the top probably isn't kept outside. It's probably kept inside.
You know, I would imagine
it's
that just...
No, it's outside.
I would imagine just... the logistics of taking it on and off on a daily basis would be, so they are, I mean, they're out subjected to the weather, and
yeah,
I don't know that there's a good way to,
so I kind of,
I just thought they'd be more easily moved.
Okay.
So where in the budget do we look at this then?
Yeah, so we did have some money in there for equipment purchases. So there was the Toro brush that they wanted, and I guess I would just put it within those equipment purchases line
some
item.
Some of it would be repair, though.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
I think maintenance.
Well, at least the new top.
The new top and
new
would be maintenance and stuff.
So that was approved, and I guess it wouldn't be paid. It didn't come through, so it would be.
Okay.
I can. Jen, did you have it there that you could refresh our memory on our capital outlay?
Yep. I don't have it here. I don't think it's on my computer. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
But the total capital outlay, I think I can tell you. We had 227,000. And I'm thinking, like, wasn't it 40 or so? Don't quote me on that, but I thought 40 or so was for equipment.
Yeah, that was my recollection, that there was 50 for the water system upgrade and 100,000 for the finalization of the cremation garden project. And so, I mean, I think it's just in that budget. And so, you know, there's been discussion of new trucks and new this and new that. And I think, you know, it falls within that budget. And so he identified this as the highest need item for him right now and the potential to disrupt service for the cemetery. And so...
While we're looking at the awnings, I would like us to look at the seats, too.
Sure.
Because if we're going to get a new awning, maybe it's a time to get new seats or covers on the... We might not need it, but just take a look.
Well, I noticed that the people sink when they sit in those. So I'm saying they're getting weak. The material, you sink down in it.
Well, if somebody sits here, you...
Well, you're going to go up in the air or level yourselves out. Balance, I guess, but yeah.
Just take a look and see what...
See what if you need to get those repaired, you might as well.
So I guess...
Do we need to take a
motion? Yeah, what I would ask for is a motion for $8,000 to upgrade the awning and repair the other one.
Okay. I would make a motion that we spend $8,000 to purchase new awning equipment and repair the awning equipment that we have.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to spend $8,000 on replacement awning and repair of the old awning. Further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the last item
and
on...
And I jumped the gun.
Yeah, it was so. Sex and job description, which we set up a committee.
Yeah, forgot that it was...
To do that.
Down there on the bottom.
Anyone have a need for an executive session?
Will you all be discussing resignation or firing the sexton this evening?
We will not. So, seeing no need for an executive session, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move we adjourn.
I will second it.
2:38.
Where's John? Don't need it. That was over for it. So. Thank you all.
Thank you.